Should we try different engines too? Looking for fuel efficiency. Always looking for fuel efficiency. We had engines, I went to a four-cycle engine with General Electric and put a pair up just before we sold Ohio Barge Line. I put a pair in a new boat that we built. And they were okay, but we had problems with the connecting rods. They would break because of the varying speeds that the boats ran at. And these were locomotive engines that General Electric made for their locomotives. And they were going to do a lot about fuel efficiency. They were even going to try ceramics.
Ooh.
And so, but they didn't work out because we were afraid. And one of the boats, not our boats, but another company, had a GE engine in it, and the connecting rod broke, and it went through the oil pan and through the hull of the boat and sank the boat. And the crew got off of it. They got up on the barges. And, lost that boat. Big boat. You know, 6,000 horsepower boat down on the Mississippi. And so we pulled those engines out of our new boat and put in EMDs. Well, now EMD went out of business, and all you're doing is you're getting the older engines. And of course, Fairbanks Morris was too expensive to keep those engines in, and they couldn't deliver the horsepower that we wanted. So now they're back doing GEs again, but GE has made big improvements. I don't know what all they are. I know one of my friends is an engineer on Ingram's boat that they put new GEs in. I was trying to pump it and find out what they did.
Now, you mentioned almost casually sort of that you could put in engines and test them out in boats. Has that tinkering with towboats and, like, you know, trying this engine and that engine, that's always been there?
If you can save 3% on fuel,
right,
and you're burning 10,000 gallons of fuel a day, you know, more than that now, 15,000 probably. You know, you're burning millions of gallons of fuel a year in a boat. And the price of fuel, if you can get it down 3%, you're making a couple $1 million savings easily, you know, millions of dollars savings. But we tried ceramic engines, and we got a 3% savings on ceramic engines. But a new boss came in, and he didn't want to get rid of them. So that was the end of that program, because I was working with a company that was trying ceramics, and I got them to do an EMD engine. What ceramics did is it coated the top of the piston, coated the tops of the valves, coated the underside of the head. And when you have combustion, one-third of the heat of combustion goes out the exhaust after the stroke. One-third of it is soaked into the engine block, into the cooling system. So only one-third is left to push the piston down. So ceramics kept it from going into the engine, and you still lost it out the exhaust on the exhaust stroke, but you got more because it didn't go in the engine, so you reduce the amount of fuel to get the same temperature of combustion to force that piston down. So it was doing good. But they've never gone anymore with ceramic, you know. But now they're more fuel efficient. They've got new injection systems and everything, and a lot of it's electronic, you know.